celebration from the blessing of the palms to the Lord's triumphal entry into the holy city of Jerusalem to his passion and death summarizes and capitalizes the entire paradox of the Lord's ministry and life. This week, which we call Holy, brings into sharp focus the stark contrast between love divine and human evil. St. Bernard of Clairvaux put it this way, how different the cries, away with him, crucify him, and then blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. How different the cries that are now calling him King of Israel, and in a few days' time will be saying, we have no king but Caesar. What a contrast between the green branches and the cross, between the flowers and the thorns. Before they were offering their own clothes for him to walk upon, so soon afterwards they are stripping him of his and casting lots upon them. The central mystery of the Christian faith is symbolized by the cross. It is brought to light. It is brought to light the ultimate strategy of man, which is deadly, and the ultimate strategy of God, which is love and life-giving. But the mind-boggling reality behind this simple statement is the answer to the fundamental question of the Christian faith, of Catholic theology, and of really every human heart. Why would God undergo the cross? Why? The infinite God who created all of existence, snubbed by creation's choicest flower, man, took on all the conditions and limitations of his garden, become jungle. The thrice holy God embraced our tragic sadness in the incarnation. His divine Son, our Lord, knew the tedium of human maturation, physical labor, religious observance, the difficulty of ministerial initiative, ideological opposition, yes, even human and diabolic evil. He spared himself nothing of the suffering possible in this world, including the refusal to be vindicated by the dramatic angelic intervention or the all-too-human route of retaliation. He experienced the best and the worst of humanity, from Hosanna to hysterical rejection. To the eyes of this world, it is also absurd. Justice demands a response, a sentence, and punishment. God himself takes this on in his Son on the cross. Only divine power can overcome the sin of the world. What a horror Adam unleashed into our world. In Graham Greene's novel, The Power and the Glory, the exasperated priest in the confessional stops someone's rambling and asserts that anyone can give his life for something good. Anyone can die for children or civilization. But it took a God to die for the evil and the half-hearted. So at the cross we have the best and the worst, doing their best and their worst, man rejecting and attempting to destroy the only happiness he can have. Jesus hanging between heaven and earth, arms outstretched on the cross, dying the just death fallen man so deserves, bringing the priestly prayer from man to God, Father, forgive them, and bringing to man from God the final result of the fall. It is finished. On Palm Sunday, we enjoy a panoramic view of all of salvation history. The ultimate mystery of God and the strategy of evil play out their final conflict throughout Holy Week. God, as it were, shows his true colors, and man does just the same. The real apocalypse occurs on Good Friday, and the revelation is that the justice of God is identical with his mercy. And the seed planted with Jesus' body in the tomb bears fruit by the Holy Spirit with a new flower of life for the world. The recurrent cycles of tragedy are broken. The cross forever changes the world and history, reversing the veto of heaven brought by Adam's curse. It is both mystery and paradox. The mystery and paradox of love that, not excusing catastrophic evil, condemns it, while still loving its human agent, and further gives all believers a destiny larger than their wildest imaginations. Let us pray that the Blessed Sacrament, our Lord Eucharistically present, will always be our pilgrim food on our sojourn through this valley of tears. And may the Blessed Virgin Mary, Our Lady of Sorrows, teach us to live with Christian joy and peace in a world that is still oblivious to the medicine of divine mercy. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee.